Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpin. Thank you for tuning into the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpa review titled Bye Bye Bye, featuring Braden, Josh, and Drew. On today's show, we play the domain game featuring crosses.com, greenmarket.com, and proactive.ai. We also talk about structure.com, but it's actually sculpture.com that Braden bought, which we realized after we recorded the show. Obviously, these Sherpas have a lot of domain action happening. And then we've got the Name Jack and a Jet segment. It's sponsored by NameJet, and we talk about some domains coming up for auction, including starpartners.com, dreamtours.com, giveback.com, and join.org. The Sherpas also talk about .ai domains, really breaking down some of the prospective numbers around potential buyers and what that means for investors in those domains. They also talk about LTO deals and what happens when they default and some interesting wrinkles and stories around that. All that and more is coming up on today's show. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version. It's DomainSherpa.com, and on our YouTube channel at DS.TV. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. So please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button where you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our shows with Muse.ai, which provides search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. And big shout out to Unstoppable Domains, the ICANN accredited registrar that gives domainers powerful tools and the lowest pricing in the industry. They've just joined the Afternic Fast Transfer Network and offer fully featured landers with LTO, self-brokerage, and 3% commissions. You can also register $5.coms every Friday. Talk to them on X or on NamePros and learn more. And big shout out to Escrow.com. Here at Media Options, we've relied on Escrow.com for years. They've handled some of our biggest deals, including 7- and 8-figure transactions. We've used their specialized domain services because they understand domains. As the largest online licensed and audited escrow operator, escrow.com is fast, secure, and accountable with workflows built specifically for domains. Whether you're buying your first domain or closing million-dollar deals, they protect buyers and sellers around the world from fraud while ensuring smooth transfers. Escrow.com, domain deals done right. And also, big shout out to DNX.com. DNX is your go-to domain intelligence platform featuring all-in-one search results from the top marketplaces, including GoDaddy, Cedo, and Atom. DNX is the most advanced way to find and acquire your domain, so go to DNX.com and get your domain. Big shout out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world. Find out more at MediaOptions.com, where you can also sign up for our newsletter and for the best domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and domain investing. And remember, the ICA has their annual member meeting taking place January 15th to the 17th at the Park MGM in Las Vegas. We're all super excited about what's in store for the meeting, so go to ICA.Vegas for more information and to register. So with all that, it's now time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, a.k.a. Houdini, the host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review, where we get into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples so we can learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. These are the experts, the OGs, my close friends, peers, colleagues, whatever you want to call it. They're here to help impart some of their knowledge, expertise, and otherwise onto all y'all. So we're excited to be here. There's four segments to a Domain Sherpa review. We've got the grand opening. That's where we're at right now. I intro the Sherpas. We talk about what's going on with them. Talk about some related things, some unrelated things, all that good stuff. Then we get into the domain game. That's what we hear about with the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Everybody guesses on the score or on the price. We keep score. And then somehow, some way, someday, get some swag to the winners. We're all 3 out of 4 rocking swag today. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all got Sherpa Island. Who would you eat first, Josh?
Probably the guy that lives closest to you doesn't have, he lives 5 minutes away from you and doesn't have his sweatshirt on.
I hooked him up with gear. He's just choosing not to rock it. You know what I'm saying?
He's just choosing to be an outcast.
It's the uniform now.
Yeah, exactly.
you didn't get the memo?
Jeez, you guys. All right, every time.
Hey, man. Hey. All right. Well, that's what. So then we got Segment three, which is Namejack and a Jet, sponsored by our friends at Namejet, talking about a list of domains coming up for auction, see what the Sherpas like and what they don't like. And then last but not least, we got the grand closing where we discuss anything we haven't covered already, what's going on in the domain space, and looking at the market trends, current events, allowing our guests to mention and promote anything they want to talk about that we've not already discussed. With that, let's go ahead and introduce the Sherpas. Over to my left, we got my boy Andrew Rosner, a.k.a. Morpheus, a.k.a. the Dirk Diggler of Digital Assets, a.k.a. Bob Lee Swagger, the Sniper, a.k.a. Drew got what I need, a.k.a. every Rosner has his thorn, never gonna give Drew up, Greybeard the Domain Pirate, in the building, on the Zoom. What's up, dude?
All good. I'm a bit upside down. I'm still, the end of this week will be the halfway mark on my intensive Portuguese course. But it is intense. They weren't joking with intensive. But it's going well. And getting a lot of end of the year stuff done. And just a lot going on.
A lot happening, all good stuff. Yeah. And you feel all like you're like stuff. even more fluent than a week ago or what?
Oh yeah, no, like it is legit. It's kind of actually wild. It really is like a little bit like getting a brain dump because you don't really realize it in the moment. You know, it's like word by word, you're going through 5 hours a day, you know, you're going through these exercises and blah, blah, blah. And so in the moment, you don't really see it, but then you zoom out, like by zoom out, it's like, you know, that evening I go out to dinner and I'm like speaking with somebody. It's like, oh, whoa. You know, it's kind of like Neo in the Matrix. Like, shit, I know jujitsu. You know what I'm saying? It's like.
Well, and I think so, it's got to be really cool for you.
Intensive shit. It somehow is pumping it into your brain. You don't necessarily have like immediate recall that you've learned it, but it's there. And then in the moment you need it appears. So it's interesting. Yeah.
I will say 5 hours?
5 hours a day, every day. Yeah.
That's a lot. About it on the show last week. It's a lot.
It is no joke. It really isn't. It's not for the faint of heart. And it's one-on-one. I'm doing a problem. Most people are doing this through a group class. And so, you know, they kind of fart off. They're doing their email while they're got a Zoom open and they're, you know, they're not paying attention. I'm one-on-one. And it's one-on-one for 5 hours with like 1 10-minute break. So it is full on, fully engaged. I am back and forth. And basically after the second week, we now no longer even speak English. Now it's all Portuguese all the time. So obviously they'll jump in with English where they need to correct me or I need to understand something. But like, for, you know, our dialogue is in Portuguese now. So it's a lot, but I am actually enjoying it. It's just that it's turned my entire life upside down because I'm still trying to run a company on top of that and a family and, you know, not, you know, go
completely. Have a meltdown.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's
yeah, man. Well, one thing I think that's real. Well, one point though, and I think it's really cool is that, you know, you get to immerse yourself like you're in Lisbon. So when you get to do all this stuff, it's not like, all right, now you can't find time to or an opportunity to talk to people in Portuguese, right? It's like you just go outside your house and, you know, and then you get to like.
Oh, yeah. No, every day I speak Portuguese or have the opportunity at least to speak Portuguese multiple times. So for sure. And at this point, honestly, like I feel embarrassed that I've lived in Portugal as long as I have and I don't speak Portuguese. So it is time and it's necessary and I want to learn. And, you know, many of our friends, probably at least half, if not more, at least particularly my friends are Portuguese. And so, you know, there is a whole nother layer of like that relationship. If I can speak Portuguese, yeah. You know, I do feel stupid when I go to dinner parties and I'm like the only one not speaking Portuguese. And then everybody like breaks off into English because I'm sitting there, right? And so,
yeah. We got to, like,
yeah, yeah. So I think it definitely, you know, I think it's a respect thing. I think that there's a you know, deeper engagement thing. You know, there's a lot of reason I think to do it.
Yeah, I dig it, man. Good.
Surprised it took you so long to to finally learn.
That's actually what I said.
Well, it really is just about the time. It's a huge time commitment that I was kicking that can down the road, you know, for a really long time. And it's very easy to get by without it here. But again, for all the reasons I just said, it's like, you know, it's time.
But you weren't like, I don't know, listening to Duolingo or something while you're like going for a job.
So multiple times I was going to do that, but Duolingo doesn't teach Portuguese. It only teaches Brazilian Portuguese. And if you want to be discriminated against in Portugal, the best way is to learn Brazilian Portuguese.
Sure.
And then watch everybody basically laugh in your face when you try to speak to them.
Got it.
It really is. Honestly, it's basically a different language.
Yeah. I hear you.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool. All right. Well, let's keep it moving.
Isn't that wild, though? Duolingo doesn't even teach like the mother tongue.
There's a lot more Brazilians.
Oh, it's just a huge country. And Portugal is a very small country. Yeah. But still, it's like, you know, you got to teach the mother tongue.
Mother tongue. All right, so let's keep it moving. Below Drew, we got my boy Josh Reason, a.k.a. Bjorn Borg, a.k.a. Prince Harry, a.k.a. Harry Kane, a.k.a. Prince Harry Kane, a.k.a. DNX. It's dark and hell is hot. X going to give it to you. Stop, drop, shut them down, open up shop. What's up, dude? How are you?
What's up, dude? Good to be back. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. Always. What's good, though? What's going on? What you been up to?
Nothing too much. Yeah, I've been like kind of busy with family stuff, building
DNX. I was hoping you were going to say I've been so busy just grinding on DNX. That's what I was hoping you were going to say.
I've been doing that too. I haven't been really selling much the last few weeks, which is kind of annoying. Not concerning, just annoying.
Yeah.
But hopefully things kind of pick up. It's just like December's meant to be good, but what I kind of notice, and it happens to me every year across various industries, is that people like stop working after Thanksgiving. So although like it's in their best interest to try and spend some money, it's just hard to do deals, I feel like. So
But DNX is doing great, and we can double back on that before the end of the show, but all is good there. And you guys just keep doing what you're doing. It's all good. So all right. Well, good stuff, man. All right. Last but not least, below me, we got our boy Braden Pollock, a.k.a. Tony Stark, a.k.a. Benjamin Button, a.k.a. Eat Bray Love, a.k.a. Braden Statham, a.k.a. Braden Pollockton, the Archduke of Calabasas and the Viscount of Woodland Hills. It's not that your domain is worthless. It's just that it's worth less. What's up, man? Giving them the hard truth. Good. You know what I mean? That's what it is.
I just got an offer for Configure.com just now for $12 trillion.
That's awesome. I would totally accept $12 trillion.
I'd counter for 13.
Man, I don't know. I was thinking 13 trillion, but it's a little shy what I wanted. But
hey, you know,
I'll talk to him. Maybe a payment plan.
Yeah.
Hey, all good. All good. All right. Well,
$1 trillion a year for 12 years. That sounds like a deal.
For me, it's been relatively slow the last like 6 weeks, just like popping a couple names a week. One or two names is usually where I'm at, and then just dropped off a cliff. And then but right now people are reaching out because they want to get some expenses in before the end of the year. So hopefully I sold one this morning, and I got a call later today, so I've got a few lined up in the hopper, so hopefully we'll get those closed soon.
Cool, man. Well, good for you. You know, it is an interesting time. I think Thanksgiving throws things off. You know, you get like an entire week where, you know, because even if you're not in the U.S., it just seems like everybody sort of shuts down for about a week. And then everyone's like, all right, we've got 2 weeks now until everything shuts down for even longer. And so it's like, you know, a little bit of a flurry, but definitely an interesting time. Interesting times. So, all right. Well, good stuff. Let's talk some domain talk. Let's get into the domain game. We'll start with you, Drew. If you've got a buy or a sell, what you got on the domain game?
I think Josh, you were definitely in the crosses.com. option?
I was not.
I forgot about it. Jesus.
Well, I wanted to bring this one up because you did talk about it.
Yeah, yeah. I really wanted it. I completely forgot.
I was busy in the menorahs.com auction, so I missed crosses. Nothing?
That's cool. We can talk about that. I completely missed it.
That's good. I'm sorry, man.
All right.
That was actually clever. I was checking my phone, man. I totally I'm
wow.
That was good.
Crickets.
No, that was good. All right. So you want to do that one? That one's fine. I can't participate, but that will work. We can throw that out there and see. Well, Josh was in it, or when did you lose sight of it early enough?
No, I completely. The last time I remember thinking about it was when we had the Sherpa.
Okay. So you want to do that one?
Somehow completely missed the auction.
All right, Drew, what do you think? You good?
Yeah, let's go with crosses. Crosses.com.
Crosses.com.
Wow.
So purchase, let's see.
All right, we ready?
See, did he fall asleep? What happened to?
I'm good when you guys are. I'm not going because I already know what I know.
Yeah, but we're all waiting for you, and you're the moderator.
Go ahead and flip them. Let's go.
You're hosting, so
let's go. All right, we got Josh at 6,000 and Braden at 25,000.
Josh, 6,000 for crosses.com?
Bro, I'm trying to like not feel bad about it right now.
What was it?
12,500.
Well, that he still gets the point, though.
Yeah, he does. He gets the point, but he shouldn't get the point because he shot so low. So I felt like at 12 grand, I stole this name. Like I literally couldn't even believe it. Like I threw a proxy bid of like, I don't know, 18 grand, I think, on this name. And I thought zero chance I'm winning this name. Especially because Josh had gone so hard on how badly he wants it. And not only that, was like, yo, I'm winning this name, just so it's clear. And then I was literally going to let him win the name, but it didn't even appear that he was even bidding because the shit wasn't moving and it was at like 4 grand. And so I was like, I put like a 8 grand bid and it didn't even move the name. And that was on the last day of the auction. And so, anyways, I just threw a proxy on it and I walked away. And I got a notification that evening that I won the name for 12 grand. And I was like,
that's awesome.
Wild. That's kind of crazy.
Let the record show that at 18, you thought you were not going to get it. I guess 25. So I think I should get at least an honorable mention here.
I think that that's a much more realistic price than it should have sold for.
Yeah, maybe that might be the tiebreaker.
So anyways, I don't know. I don't know if I'm overvaluing the name or if I just got lucky, but generally speaking, I get priced out of GoDaddy auctions, most of them, except in like the weird obscure ones that I go for. And then and yet I feel like I stole this one. So I don't know if I'm way off on what I think the name is worth or if, but it's like literally over a billion people in the world wear a cross. Right. It's like, and it's also crosses is like an intersection. Like, I don't know. It's just, I feel like it's a very positive meaning. It's an actual e-commerce term. It's an unbranded product. I've always said, if you're going to have an exact match e-commerce term, you want it to be in a category where there's no brand affinity. Like, as far as I know, the only brand affinity to a cross is like the Catholic Church. And so, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I feel like crosses.com is kind of a kick-ass domain, because it's like, you want to sell crosses, you want to have something that a brand that is represented in that way. Like, it's a very strong domain, but maybe I'm overshooting. don't know.
I think the lesson here is you never know. So always put in your bid. Like I missed that auction all together. I didn't even see it. I don't know how I didn't see it, but I didn't. And you never know. You thought you were not going to get it at 18 and you got it at 12 and a half. So put your bids in. Because I win names and I'm surprised at the prices I get sometimes. And then sometimes it goes way too high.
We were just doing the end of month accounting and I won perfectgetaway.com for a grand. Perfectgetaway.com. Like, I mean, it's not a seven figure name, but it's like Perfect Getaway is like one of the best travel brands. It's literally what people, it's like you go on the radio, you go on television, it's like the Perfect Getaway. It's like perfect weekend getaway, the perfect vacation, you know, vacation getaway. It's like literally like the term that people say, perfect getaway. Like, I don't know. It's like a killer fucking marketing term, killer, you know, travel portal brand. And I got it for a grand. Like, is that worth more than 10 grand? Hell yeah. Like, I don't know. Perfectgetaway.com. That's a 50 to 100 grand domain to me.
The crosses thing is interesting because if we talked about it, I don't understand why it was on GoDaddy expired auctions. Like, I guess.
No, you know what? I lied. It wasn't GoDaddy. I bought it on NameJet.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Really? It's GoDaddy now.
Yeah, so I transferred it to GoDaddy.
How'd you get it transferred so quickly?
It's a great question. It ended up after NameJet. It went. NameJet, as NameJet does. We love you, NameJet, but you do send our domains to Fugazi registrars that nobody's ever heard of. Like, shit ended up at like, it was literally like 123fugazi.com. It was like, it wasn't like 123 register. It was like one, it literally was some absolute fucking bullshit domain registrar that literally only exists because of its, you know, drop cred. And so it was some super obscure registrar. And I was like, oh my God, I will literally lose this name if I keep it here. They literally, at that registrar, I'm not kidding, I literally couldn't even update it to auto renew. There was no way for me to set it to auto renew. And so like, I was like, I got to get this domain out day one. So, and I tried and it literally worked. I don't know why. For whatever reason. It allowed me to transfer the domain out effective immediately.
Nice. Cool.
It's a new version of fast transfer. You know what I'm saying?
Let's you transfer your names out early. Just go to 123fugazi.com.
Yeah. Exactly.
Easy transfer.
No, selling proposition.
Nice. All right, cool. Well, let's keep it moving. And let's.
Whoever the owner is at 123fugazi.com, I apologize for, you know, slandering the reputation of your fine outfit, but you know what I mean. Give me a warm and fuzzy feeling.
Yeah. Moving everything to 123 Fugazi. Crazy. Hey, how you doing? Maybe Josh was just throwing a smoke screen on crosses. Like he really wasn't that into it. He just wanted you to be focused on that one, so he could go by. Maybe like what Braden said, that was how he went and got menorahs.com. You know, it was like he had you over here focused on crosses. And homeboy got dreidels.com. All right. Let's keep it moving. Josh, it's up on you for the domain game. What you got? You got to buy or sell?
You're going to have to do a buy. Because okay. We got nothing to talk about on the sell
you
side.
Got purchases. We're doing purchases today on the domain game. I don't know about you, not Braden. Good. We'll see.
Yeah. I mean, I have sold some names. Like I sold 5dtv.com the other day, which is kind of a funny name, like whatever that's going to be. But,
well, any 4D, say that.
Yeah. We upgrading, you know what I'm saying? Upgrading to 5dtv. Let's go. All right. So what you got?
I'll do it by
5D. I'm just trying to think what 5D would be. You know what I'm saying? Like, no. I guess 5D that I just read.
Yep.
They just figured out how to transfer smells digitally. So if you add smell to your television, then that would add a fifth dimension.
Sure. Well, they already have you ever go see the movie in the D-Box version of the movies where no. Seats move and they vibrate and stuff? Like, you know, like see your car chase or gunshots and things and the seats actually moving. It's pretty dope. Actually, really, D-Box is where it's at. If you've never done a D-Box movie, highly recommend
it. I thought 5D was a gay porn. Yeah.
5Ds? 5Ds?
5D.
So, hey, you know, it might be. You know what I'm saying?
One girl, 5D.
Yeah, exactly.
5D TV.
One girl, 5D.
Oh, man. This is good. We're already off the rails, and it's still pretty early. It's pretty early. What name did you buy, Josh? Do you have a purchase that isn't going to take us down a very uncomfortable rabbit hole?
It's Green Market
5D. Oh, go ahead.
Sorry. Greenmarket.com.
Green Market.
All right. Green Market. Green Market. Greenmarket.com.
Right. Oh, man, I got my phone with my Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown. We lost in overtime last night to all my fellow Eagle fans out there.
Oh, man, tell somebody who cares.
I'm telling people who care. I'm telling the people who listen and watch the show that are also Eagles fans that feel my pain. We've lost 3 games in a row.
All right,
struggle
focus.
Is real.
Focus. Here we go.
Someday.
All right, we're turning them. Here we go. And
3, 2, 1. All right. Oh, Braden and I have, we are tied. So real quick. So Drew's at 1839. Braden and I are 3,500. Braden, you want the over or the under? Meaning
I'll
want,
take the I'll take the over.
I knew you would, because it's smarter, because it's just you much wider range. Now I'm squeezed. All right. So you get 3501 and above. So I at least get 3,500 on the nose. Since you got the choice. There you go. Boom. All right. Let's go, Josh. Talk to us.
If Drew added a zero to his price, on the money.
If Drew added a zero?
What? If I added a zero, you paid 18 grand for Green Market?
Yeah, man. And you guys don't know, but now you know.
Wow. Okay. So Brady gets the point. You know what I'm saying?
Great. Nice pick with the over on that.
Yeah.
All right. So you paid 18.
All right, Josh, you got to justify this, because for me, yeah. 18 grand on Green Market, that feels really heavy. That feels like end user price.
No.
Are you the end user?
Dude, there's multiple angles in this on this name, including the biggest one being the energy market. And yeah, I mean, you can just, without even going into the details, you can just look at the stats and it's pretty clear that that's a better name than you guys.
Well, tell us the stats.
Yeah, talk to us. Give us the lowdown, man. That's what Domain Sherp is all about.
I can. I'll go through it. So, I mean, it's taken in 125 plus TLDs. There are lots and lots of companies called Green Market. If you look at like alternatives out there, they're all developed. So like greenmarketplace.com, greenexchange.com, greentrade.com. You want me to get any of those? Obviously I know a little bit about the energy markets and like carbon trading and green credits and all that kind of thing, which is honestly, it's kind of a lot bigger in Europe right now. But I've been following that pretty closely.
That's because it's all Fugazi.
Yeah, maybe. But I also own greenplanet.com, which I co-own with a partner, actually, but we paid more than that for that name. But
Green Planet, I would argue, is a better brand than Green Marketplace. Green Marketplace is very generic.
No, it's Green Market. Green Market.
Yeah, greenmarket.com. I mean, I literally own carbonmarket.com.
I agree that Green Planet better name.
I think I bought it for like 5 grand.
What do you own?
Pretty sure I own Carbon Market. Let's see.
Carbonmarket.com? That's a very, very good name.
Let's see. Oh, I don't know. Again, I feel like telling me that. All right, keep going.
So, I mean, like you can look at, there's some other pretty clear stats to show that it's a very good name, that you're not going to be able to pick up any name similar for that sort of price.
Okay, but is it a name you can sell for 180 to a grand?
Let me finish some other stats that will be helpful. There are over 215 searches in the GoDaddy RegPath in the last year, or exactly greenmarket.com. By comparison, like greenplanet.com, like you said, is a very good name, and it's a better name. That one has 370 searches in the past year, but we paid like 30K for that one. So yeah, I mean, listen, I think that I paid more than what most people would pay for that name based on my affinity for that particular market. And just the fact,
was that in an auction or was that a direct purchase?
Aftermarket buy. It was owned previously by an end user. They put it up for sale. We negotiated and I got it, you know, for around 18,000. So, yeah, I mean, listen, I agree with you guys that it's not cheap, but I think that it's a, you know, it's a kind of name that I think that the right buyer would pay. Well, I know the right buyer would pay a lot of money for, because I have relatives in that industry that are pretty bullish on that space. The only question is like, they're not big buyers of domain names, but again, it still takes the right buyer to buy any domain. And in terms of like carbon trading, green markets like that, yeah, greenmarket.com is an incredible name. So mm-hmm. I like it and I'm happy with it. But yeah, I did anticipate that you guys would go very low on that one, which is one of the other reasons why I wanted to do it.
No doubt, man. Hey, it is a great name. It'll be interesting to see how it ultimately shakes out. You know, once you sell it, you'll have to talk about it on the show, because that'll be a neat one. That's one thing we can probably use Muse.
The other angle that I didn't talk about is obviously just like the health market, right?
Oh, yeah.
So that one is, I would say that one's less likely to be a big buyer, but there's still plenty of businesses that, you know, go by the name of Green and, you know, could be some sort of shop of some sort market. But yeah, I kind of see it more of something similar to like greenmarketplace.com, which exists already. Yeah.
Green Market Report seems like a big company.
Yeah, there are some large end users that are using that term already.
All right. Well, just goes to show, you know, multiple opinions in this space.
Yeah. That's right.
That's a nice way of saying it. You know what I mean? That's good. Agree to disagree, right? Let's keep it moving. So
It's not agree to disagree. I mean, he sees something that we don't see, and time will tell. I mean, maybe he's going to sell it for $250,000. Maybe he's going to flip it for $30,000. Maybe he'll sit on it for the next 20 years. Who knows? I hope that, you know, Drew and I are wrong and Josh makes a pretty penny on it, right?
100%.
Yeah. I will say, I don't think there's huge demand for great energy related names, but it's a growing sector. And I think that, you know, I do have an affinity for those type of names. I mean, I co-own microgrid.com with Braden.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's like another energy name. I have quite a few of them. So I probably
I've got some too.
Yeah.
I dig it. All right, cool. All right, Braden, what you got? You got a buy or a sell?
Well, I did sell a name this morning. I can do that, or we can stick with the theme of purchases. So, what's your preference?
With the purchases theme. Let's do that.
Okay.
Is it a big sale or a little sale?
I mean, it's all relative, right?
Big for me.
It's not too big. It's not too small. It's relative to
how much was it?
What she said
for.
But I mean, at this point, I can't say it.
I know that's the joke, man. I get it. But we want to buy because that way the name of the show could be buy.
Okay.
Buy.
Let's do structure.com.
Whoa. Dang, son. Okay. It's like that.
That was last week. I got one that's in escrow right now, but it hasn't closed yet, so I'm not going to do that one.
Structure.com. Hmm.
That's crazy. That's a great name.
That's a great name.
Structure.com. Great name.
All right. Cool. All right, are we ready?
Hold on. Slightly lower.
Okay, it is a purchase.
All right.
Make sure everyone remembers that.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Dropping zeros.
Yeah, definitely dropping zeros.
You're going to annoy me with how cheap you picked this up, aren't you? I can see it in your face.
All right, here we go. 3, 2.
No.
The gamesmanship is real. 3, 2, 1. Ooh, okay. All right. So Drew is at 125,000. Josh is at 195,000. And I am at 200,000.
Drew gets it.
No, oh, come on, man. Really?
I knew you
much.
110.
Yeah, that's solid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great buy. Great buy. Killer name.
Yeah, I'm happy with that name. With that brand.
Yeah, so there used killer to be a clothing name. Company structure. Are they still active at all, or are they around? I don't know if they came up in your research when you bought the name.
That was like, what, 90s or something, right?
Yeah. I had a buddy, one of my college buddies was a structure model. You know, they were kind of like an Abercrombie & Fitch, like knockoff type of company back in the, like, clothing
EQ.
Company. Yeah, they were, I mean, it was cool, but I don't know.
You stole that name, Brayden. Good job,
that's
man.
That's a great deal. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's all name.
So, all right, cool. So what do you, would you price it right away? What's your, inquire for price? What's your process now? See, when it's all purchases, it's like, all right, well, the follow-up, typically when it's a sale, it's like, all right, when'd you buy it? How much you pay for it? You know, so now what?
That's not much follow-up. That's what I pay. End of story. I mean, obviously, it'll get priced in the 7 figures. I don't know what I'm gonna price it yet. Probably around $2 million. But I'm open. What do you guys think?
Yeah,
that's what I would. I mean, I would be right in that ballpark.
True.
I think I'd probably price it at 1.25 to 1.5. You know, looking for something in the 750 to 1 million range.
Really, you think you're going low? I just said 2 million, and the other and Josh and JT both agreed.
I mean, look, all I can tell you is what I objectively think the name is worth. Okay, for you to get $2 million, for you to get $5 million, for you to really even get to $1 million, there needs to be a subjective buyer that needs this name. Has qualified funding and is on a growth trajectory that justifies them. So without those elements, I think that it's, a high six-figure name. And with those elements, I think it could be a $2 to $5 million domain.
Mm-hmm.
But if those elements don't exist today, then I think, I think it's a 750. To $1 million domain. And if suddenly there's a high flying DeFi company called Structure that does market structure in the crypto world, and they've raised, $120 million, then your domain is now worth $1.5 to $2.5 million.
Yeah. I mean, what I like about this name is it's truly an empty vessel.
It is an empty
vessel. Yeah. Totally. I don't actually mean to put this name down in any way. I think it's a freaking amazing domain. I also like the word structure, but, for me to put a name in the 7 figures out of the gate, some objectively without knowing, there's some particular end user that this is perfect for. It's really gotta be like either a 2-letter.com, a 4-letter word that's easy to spell, probably CVCV format. Or just absolute banger. Or it's got to be a category defining, domain for a huge commercial category with high CPCs and aggressive competition.
Mm-hmm. All right. I mean, I like to shoot for more because you don't get it if you don't ask.
That's 100%.
Yeah, well, that's the thing too. Even I think you're talking about a $2 million ask. I think is pretty fair, for that domain. Even if you ultimately sell it for 1.5 or whatever. But
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Dope. All right. Well, good stuff, man. Nice work. Good job, everybody, on your purchases.
'Tis the season, you know what I'm saying? All right, with that, we'll move on to the next. Oh, wait, actually, time out. Who got the, Drew got the point, right?
He did.
So now we've got a three-way tie.
Three-way tie?
Ooh. Not me.
All right. We can do, I got another one I just bought.
No, but you're part of the, you're in the tie, right?
Oh, yeah.
So JT, you got to do it.
So JT, you got to.
Oh, man.
What are you going to do?
I think. I don't know. I mean, you know.
You could just go pick a rando at name bio.
Yeah, I guess I could do that. Because, I mean, I could name something that I sold not too long. But Josh knows what it is because he helped me sell it. So, you know. And then I could do, so I got one or two more I could kind of do, but they're just whatever. So, all right, yep. Let me do. I got you guys. Hold on. All right.
Billy, you might want to cut out all this dead air. I'm just saying.
It's not gonna be that much dead air. Everybody relax.
Listen, I'm bored and I'm here. Mike Seiger's gonna be jogging. He's dead air. He's gonna be
like, this isn't working for me, guys. It's not working for me. All right. So let's see. I'm gonna try to pick one that you guys wouldn't necessarily be aware of.
Mike, I'm sorry about this, man. I know you're trying to run and listen to us, and you can't run if there's just dead air, and you're just gonna have to stand on the side of the road for a minute while JT gets his shit together.
You're pounding the pavement, Mike. We got you, dog. We got you. I'm just trying to find something.
Mike, stay focused, man. Just keep on running.
Okay, here we go. We got one at this is, all right, was it Drop Catch? Maine, like MAIN.org. Were you guys, any of y'all in that auction for Maine.org?
I was, but I don't remember what it went for.
We got more names. We got more.
Went for more than I wanted to pay.
I think it went for 22 grand.
Y'all chill.
It's high, right? I mean, it's a great term, but...
High.
It's high.
All right.
Balance.org went for a similar kind of price as well, but that one may be better.
That's a banger.
Yeah. All right. What about proactive.ai? Proactive.ai, were you any of you guys on that one?
No.
All right, proactive.ai it is. So this one was technically a purchase by whoever it was that bought it. So, you know, it'll keep the theme going. Proactive.ai.
This is going to be an overpay. Let me tell you that.
Drew, you got your number, man. Stop Googling and game buying.
No, I'm not Googling. Just dealing with some, putting out some fire. Okay, proactive.ai. This is an auction or what is this?
It was a purchase by somebody.
Need to know, is it a purchase by a domain investor or is it a purchase by an end user? Otherwise,
purchase by a domain investor, most likely. Well, it was Namecheap, so
there's Namecheap auction, so it could be anything.
Well, if the name cheap, it doesn't mean it was an auction. It could be a sale.
Yeah, that's what they do. They post.
Doesn't mean it was a name for cheap. That's for sure.
Well, it's just, it matters because it, like, this isn't a cop-out. Like, when we talk about a purchase, that's a wholesale deal, right? And when we talk about a sale, it's an end user deal.
And we differentiate.
Usually. And so if we're talking about, if we're going to pull rando and it's like sold in a marketplace to an end user, then that's, you know, goes in the sales bucket. And if it's like a domainer buying it on GoDaddy Expired Auctions, now obviously there are exceptions to this rule, but like if it's sold on GoDaddy Expired Auctions or NameJet in particular or Dropcatch, then almost definitely that was a domain investor.
Mm-hmm. It's
becoming less and less the truth, but it is still the majority of the truth.
So JT, what bucket are you putting it in?
Let's put it in a
buy or a sell, basically.
It's a buy.
Okay. It's a buy. So you're if this is some end user price, dog, I'm gonna fucking clobber you. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like it's in the buy bucket, but it was an end user buy. All right. I'm good.
All right. Let's see how it goes. Flip them.
Here we go.
Oh, bang. Okay.
Jesus. I had 14,500, I swear to God. And I just now changed it. Cause I was like, I'm going to take the under.
All right. So Braden's at 8,888. Drew's at 14,369. And Josh is at 14,500. The winner is Josh. It was just shy of $30,000.
Oh, Jesus. So that's an end user.
That's an end user.
It's gone. Oh, JT. I knew it. I saw your face and I was like, oh, this dude.
Can we have a do-over?
Well, you guys want a do-over, it's fine.
That is literally not an end user. That was
not proactive.
End user would have been 100 grand, to be honest. To 100 would have been me saying it was clearly an end user. 30K, I think you're right at the cusp of like, you know,
now been what? It's the next for 350K. So it was
It is now for sale for 350. So
right. it's a domain investor who smokes crack. Okay.
All right. So I think that just seeing the fact that it's immediately relisted for sale on a domain platform, it's clear that it was bought by a domainer, which makes it a buy, which makes it fair, which makes Josh the motherfucking
all
winner
good.
Today on the domain.
I take the L. I'd gladly take the L. It's much less than the L that a domain investor is going to take paying 30 grand for proactive.ai.
It's crazy that I had 14.5 and I changed it the last minute.
Oh, dude.
Yeah,
because then that would have forced somebody to take the, and then actually that would have been even crazier because at that point the delta below it was like.
Then I would have taken the over just because.
You had to, or it depends.
To our audience, I have a message to our audience. If you were to buy .ai, just remember this, that Drew's price was much closer to yours than he was to mine on greenmarket.com. So yeah, don't worry about it. You're good.
Yeah, just keep.
Yeah, because Drew doesn't know what he's doing. He's just just got into this business.
Hey.
This is look. I truly am fully open to the fact or the possibility that I am a dinosaur and I'm outdated and my pricing structure is no longer relevant. I am fully open to that possibility. Unfortunately, I do not believe that to be the case. And unfortunately, what I do believe to be the case is that margins are getting squeezed. People are overpaying for names at the wholesale level. Domain liquidity is still low. And so people are taking larger and larger gambles. And luckily, for the most part, it's unleveraged. But still, every year you're going to sell between a half a point and 4 points. There are very, very few people in this industry that sell more than 4 points a year. Meaning 4% of your portfolio, that would be an exceptional sell-through rate. Most people, the really good ones, sell 1% to 2% a year. So if you fall into the 2% category, you know, you got to sell. I mean, you better be turning some 20, 50 X's to justify carrying that portfolio. If you're paying, you know, look. If you're paying 30 grand for that name, you're really hoping for a new multi-billion dollar company that'll pay you, you know, or let's say they at least, at a minimum, they need to have raised $30 million. So for them to pay you 300 grand, they need to have raised $30 million. That's the rule of thumb. There are exceptions, could be 15. That would be the extreme lower end of what a company needs to have raised to pay you $300,000 for your domain. At the extreme lower bound, they need to have raised $15 million. At the median, they need to have raised $30 million. And in most cases, the majority of cases, they would have needed to have raised between $45 and $60 million for it to be a no-brainer for them to pay you $300,000 for your name, okay? As a rule, any name, doesn't matter. There are exceptions, but very few. This is one of the most important rules you're going to learn about on Domain Sherpa. If you want to sell a name, basically think about your name being between half a point and at the very upper end, 2 points of the value of what a company has raised, or in the case of a growing but slow growth established incumbent player, you can look at their market cap as a proxy for capital raising. And you're talking about, and at that end, then forget about your 2%. If you're talking about an incumbent, slow growth, okay, we're talking about 3, 10% growth annual. At that end, you're talking about, in most cases, a quarter of a point, a half a point being probably closer to the upper bound. All right. So if we're primary, most domains are selling to startups. And so if we're talking about startups, you're talking about a half a point to 2 points of the total amount of capital raised. And in many cases, you're talking about the last round of capital raised, because whatever amount of capital they raised before that is gone. So in most cases, you're talking about last round of capital raised. In some cases, you're talking about total amount of capital raised. But as a rule of thumb, it's a half a point to 2 points of that number. Okay. So if you want to sell your domain for $300,000, you need to find a company that raised between $15 and $60 million. And the more the better, obviously, to justify the price of your domain. And I personally, at this stage where we're at, I think my thesis of what's going to happen in AI is already playing out. We're seeing a lot of the companies that were early flyers, they can no longer raise any more capital. And so their runway is gone and they're already folding. We had two domains that defaulted this month, LTOs that defaulted because those were AI companies that no longer can raise capital and they've already closed the doors. Okay. So I think that's where we're at. I think we're at the beginning of the end of the first round of, you know, bazillions of startups that bought your .ai domains or that stepped up and bought the .com domain. But these guys bought premium domains. They raised a shit ton of capital in their early round. They tried to come to market. People realized, oh shit, actually, this is just going to be a feature of a larger model, or it's going to be, there's no competition, there's no moat. And so unless you had some sick distribution strategy, you're just now somebody else is going to eat your margin. Okay. And you're done. And then you can't raise capital again. And so you're done. And so that's what I expect to happen with 95% to 98%. I'm not exaggerating this. The actual number I expect is 95 to 98% of all of the companies that raised capital in the AI market in the last 24 to 36 months, I expect 95 to 98% of them to not exist in 2 to 3 years from today. And most of those, let's say at least half of those, in the next 18 to 24 months. So in that event, if I'm right, who is the buyer, right? So I think the claim breed explosion already happened. The next round is going to be much more conservative with cash. And there's going to be far fewer companies funded because now it's emerging what type of company can create some type of moat in AI and have a sustainable business plan. That is a far smaller number than what was initially thought. That, I guarantee you, is a fact. So I think it is very dangerous. This has been my argument all along. It's not, oh, the domain, well, these AI names can sell for 300. Sure. Sure, on a dartboard. But there are literally, I don't think people realize that tens of thousands of these .ai domain names have been bought by domain investors at very high prices. And I would argue that over the course of the next 5 years, you will have, I don't know, maybe I'm probably off on this number, but I'm probably not off by an order of magnitude. I think there's probably, let's say, 1,000 companies that will raise more than $5 million in that market over the next 5 years. And that 1,000 companies is your pool of buyers for your .ai domain names. So you have probably between 40 and 80,000 premium .ai domain names that have people have paid thousands for, tens of thousands of for, or even in some cases, hundreds of thousands of for, and you have 1,000 potential buyers for that set of domains. And so it's literally a game of bingo. And at the end of the game, there's going to be a whole bunch of fucking numbers that didn't get called. And so my guess is the guy that paid $30,000 for perspective.ai or whatever it was, Proactive. Proactive.ai. It's like, and I'm not trying to single that one out. There's, I can pick thousands.
I mean, I technically singled that one out. It just, you know.
My point is just that this is the type of thing where the odds are, when you pay 30 grand for that name, the odds are stacked against you that your number's going to be called. Because for that purchase to make sense, you need to sell it for at least $300,000. Unless you sell it in the very short term and you quick flip it and you turn that capital again. But I don't know how you're going to do that at 30, you know, the 30 grand buy-in. So you're literally stacking the odds extremely heavily against you. That's all this is. I don't know why nobody seems to understand that math. Everybody's just looking at the short term of like, look, I still see AI names selling. Yes, absolutely. But even if we said 5,000 are going to sell, and I guarantee you, you're not going to see 5,000, 6, 7, or 8-figure .ai domain purchases over the next 3 years. Definitely not. Like, zero chance. And even over the next 5, I highly, highly, highly doubt it. And so I don't know how people can even argue against my math. It's like, I'm not shitting on .ai.
How can anyone argue against me and my math?
Well, no, but like, tell me how I'm wrong. You know what I mean? Like, there are literally tens of thousands of domains in the bags of domain investors, and they have paid.
Thank you. Yeah, this is a well said, well reasoned, long rant
to make it to justify it. I would actually argue you need to make more than 10x because of the short shelf life that .ai probabilistically has. So you probably need to make more than 10x to justify the rest of the bag. But even so, how is my math wrong? Right? Like, in a best case scenario, there's 10 times more domains that people have paid thousands, tens of thousands, or hundreds of thousands of dollars for than there are buyers. And I would argue it's probably more like 10 to 20x more domains purchased at premium prices than there are buyers for over the next 5 years. You can't think beyond 5 years. If you're thinking about beyond 5 years, like, good luck, right? You're wrong. I'm wrong. Anything we're talking about beyond the next 3 years is mostly wrong. 5 years is really like the outer limit of what we could possibly imagine is going to develop in the domain market, in the AI market, in the web market, period, full stop. Nobody can see past that. So I don't know how I'm wrong. I'm not trying to put down anybody's portfolio or hurt anybody's names, or I really just am concerned that I think people are not thinking about this right. I'm not sure I've given a super clear explanation of the way that I'm thinking about it, but maybe it resonates with some people and they start to make sense of it. But I do not see where I could be wrong. My numbers can be off. Well, my numbers can be off.
I actually think I'm totally locked in with what you're saying. And I actually think it makes a ton of sense. And I think it's a very important perspective for buyers of just all domains in general, right? Like, you do have to look at the big, big picture to see, like, hey, you know, to understand what your sell-through rate looks like as you're investing all of this money into these extremely, you know, valuable but illiquid digital assets, to have a sense of, like, are you going to get the kind of return that you really want? And if, especially with a more speculative TLD like .ai, and, you know, and I just did my 2026 prediction for Domain Name Wire and Andrew Alleman. Big shout out to Andrew, by the way. And what I said was, the thing I was most surprised about was from 2025 was, you know, not just that, you know, .ai took off or, you know, kind of exploded, but the staying power, and that the use in commerce of the domains by end users, I think, proves that it will stick around for some period of time. But it is still more speculative than .com, right? So that, I would agree with everything you're saying, that, you know, it makes it more, you know, sort of risky. And when you do look at it, like, what is your actual pool of potential buyers buying a domain in the hundreds of thousands or more? Like, there aren't that many, right? So it's, you know, is Proactive going to be one? I guess we'll see. You know, it'll be interesting, because I would think maybe the buyer is going to surface after we've talked about it so much, and, you know, to see who it is, and maybe they'll share some of their thoughts. But
I think it's good. I think it was. I think what you're saying makes a lot of sense. You guys have anything else to any feedback before we move on to Name Jack and a Jet?
I want Josh's feedback because I know Josh probably disagrees, but I would like to know where.
No, I actually agree with a lot of what you're saying, but actually I kind of agree with it in a much broader sense as well, though, just outside of purely the .AI market. I think it expands far beyond that.
I agree. I mean, nothing I said is very specific to the .AI market. I'm just emphasizing that market because I think it's particularly susceptible to a fading buyer of a pool of buyers, and it has higher renewal costs, and the prices that people are paying for these names in some cases are more than what the .coms would sell for. So,
I agree absolutely. I mean, I have some .ai names because I like to have exposure to anything that's, you know, booming or sure. any kind of
buy. I do too.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, am I buying in Namecheap auctions? No, absolutely not. You know, if something like proactive.ai comes up at like 10 grand on a marketplace, I'm probably a buyer, but I'm not. And I'm doing that because I know I'm basically in an arbitrage situation where I could move it along for 25 to someone else at any given point. So for me, I'm not planning to do that with my buyers. I do want to, you know, wait for an end user. If I see the tide turning and I see the market slowing down, you better believe that I'll be moving those names along pretty quickly. But yeah, no, I mean, like in general, I agree. I definitely agree. I think that the focus, you know, should be on the absolute top tier names. And I think beyond that, it's extremely saturated and people overpay massively for, you know, mid-tier names and below. So I agree.
Raiden, any thoughts before we move it along?
Well, I'm actually just looking at my AIs. I've got 20 right now. Some great, some mediocre. I've sold, I don't know, 4, I think. And I have 20 left. And I just added up my sales. So I have 375 in sales on less than 375 in sales, less than 300 in purchases. Nice. So I'm in the good, and I still have 20 names left. I'm profitable. So I mean, I think if you pick them right, so I bought like 25, right?
Key is, when did you buy those names, right? What kind of prices are you paying? Today prices, or are you paying 2018, 2019, 2021, 2022 prices, right? I have maybe 20 .ai domains, probably about the same size as your portfolio. I think the most I ever paid for one was $5,000. No, I paid LX.ai, I paid 10 or 11.
That's good.
And, I have, you know, I bought scoop.ai and I bought that for, I think, $700, something like that. And sold that for like 150 or 175. So I'm way in the good. But if I bought scoop.ai on a Namecheap auction, I would pay 30 grand today. And so, or 20, 30, 25, 20, 25, 30 grand, something like that, right? And so, like, if I bought all of my .AIs in these inflated prices, I would not be in the good, and I'd be carrying a very heavy bag that has a very low likelihood of like selling out before the wave is, you know, hits the beach, so to speak.
I would say
there are a number of people that are absolutely crushing in .AI domains, and I literally tip my hat to them. I think it's amazing. But they fall into two categories: either very early adopters that got their names at extremely low prices and are now monetizing those names, or people that are extremely good at selecting names that have an extremely high likelihood of selling in the immediate near term. We can I'm not going to give that a name. I'm just going to say that's what's happening. And there are several people doing that very effectively. They have a magic eight ball of knowing exactly what name's going to sell in the very near immediate short term. And for that reason, they're able to go out and buy the .ai domain name for very little, basically shaking trees and getting it loose, not buying in public auctions, and then flipping it very quickly to an end user that has a very high likelihood of needing to buy that name. And they have a very low downside versus their upside, okay? Very strategic, very clever, very smart. It's a different game. It's not a game I play, but it's a smart, you know, to an extent, it's smart and it's clearly working and it's rewarding, highly rewarding. But you need a certain skill set to do that. And there are a few people that do really well. The rest are people that are buying in the open market, putting it in their inventory, crossing their fingers, hoping for the best. And those are the people I'm speaking to. I'm not speaking to, you know, the Booths or the Cal fans. I'm not speaking to, you know, Richard. I'm not speaking to, you know, I'm speaking to the average guy that's buying, thinking they're really clever, buying into a trend, and they're buying in the open market and they're paying 30 grand for proactive.ai. That is
talking to you, the guy who bought proactive.ai.
But I have no skin. I have nothing to benefit from saying this. I don't benefit in any way. In fact, it harms me more than it benefits for sure. But I really do fundamentally believe you, if that's you, you're going to be holding a heavy bag.
God bless. All right. You know what? Whether it is, whoever that is, we'll see. Holler at us. Let us know if you want to talk about it. Good luck either way. And, you know, I still think it's a really cool name. And I hope you have great success with it.
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
So, let's keep it moving, though. We got about 10, 15 minutes, and we got to jump, and we still got to talk about this NameJet in a jet list. So we got, that's a segment we're about to slide into. So congratulations, Josh. You won the domain game. I got more swag for you. Holler at me. Let's grab dinner or something in the next week or two. And
didn't have anything for you.
No, got nothing. We'll get Billy up in the mix. We'll see, you know, do a little holiday vibe, you know, here in Ponte Vedra. Good stuff. Now we're moving on. NameJet and a jet, sponsored by NameJet. We're going to review a list of domains coming up for auction, see what the Sherpas like, what they don't like. Josh, I'm actually going to start with you. Why don't you jump right into the list and let me know what you think is good.
Huh?
So good.
Give me 2 seconds. Just looking at the list here. Let's see. Okay. So starting with bluedonkey.com, huh?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not sure. Not sure Blue about
Blue Machine loves those names.
Yeah, I, as well. I think that isn't his site like designed by someone that has like a donkey with a jetpack on the back, right? I think so.
Oh yeah,
in sites, I think they have. It's like a donkey with like a jetpack. Not sure who the designer is, but yeah. The two names that stand out for me right off the bat. Oh, so like predictions.org is a low-key like cool one just because the predictions market right now, dude, like on Kelsey. Fire, dude.
Yeah, Kelsey, Polymarket. I mean.
Yeah, yeah. So like.
.org, man. Let's go.
That name stands out to me. I think that it's a good name for that as well. And we've talked about it in the past, like the gambling niche, like they kind of like the .org extension, brings a little trust. I really like join.org. Join.org is a like incredible name. Mm-hmm. If if auctions of late are any kind of signal on what that name's going to go for, then you shouldn't be expecting to pay about 20 grand for it. Fedo, however you want to pronounce that.
Yeah.
Cedo, but with an F. that's a good CVCV. Again, so like
I bet you that name probably goes for 20K. That's the kind of name that I'm paying 10 for. Yeah, but like,
get your proxies in and see if you can steal one, right?
Yeah, and I won't talk to, I'm one more. You want me to talk one more?
One more. You can, let's go one more.
I never get to like get all the good ones first, man.
Well, you won the domain game. Maybe that's what we'll do from now on. If you win the domain game, you get the name jet list first.
There you go.
That's actually a pretty good benefit.
Of like, can't leave out giveback.com, right? I mean, what a name. What an incredible name. It's one of those names that I would go hard for it, and then I would be like, I kind of want to own the .org as well.
Yeah, it's almost one of those names that actually is one of the few names that might be better in .org.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean,
I'm not sure it's worth more as a .org, but as an end user, I think you're better off on the .org than you are on the .com.
Yeah, I agree. But don't get me wrong, I would love to own that name too, giveback.com. Yeah. Incredible name, incredible brand, and just like so much trust in that. I'm going to guess that one goes somewhere between like probably between 50 and 75, my guess.
Which one?
Giveback. Might be a little, I wouldn't pay that, but I think that that's where I think.
What did you say you think it's going to go for?
50 to 75.
Damn, you think it'll go that high? Nah.
I hope not.
No, it's charity, dog. It's charity. You feel me? Like, the free money game in the charity business is over.
I just feel like
that down.
Hi, man. What would you pay for it? Like 25? That's probably
that.
Yeah.
I don't think I paid 20. I paid 15 for that.
Yeah, I agree with Drew. But also, I think it is going to go too high, and
it'll probably go too high. That's probably right.
If it goes for 50 or 75, we are not doing a good enough job over here on Domain Sherpa.
Yeah, if it goes to 50 to 75, like I'm time for me to retire and just put the portfolio on NameJet.
There you go.
You feel me, like?
Yeah, let's go.
We're cashing out,
making life easy.
Let's go. That's not a name. That's a name that I agree with you. I'm picking up that name between 15 and 25.
We'll see how it goes.
It goes higher. I think you see that go to 50, but we'll see.
Yeah. All right, Braden, what about you, man? What you think?
All right. What's left to talk about? He talked about all the good stuff.
Hey, he won the domain game. He gets the big piece of chicken. You know what I'm saying? That's it. That's how it goes.
All right. Well, these two word names are not really what I do, but I think Star Partners, Dream Tours, I mean, those are probably, even Colorado Fishing, I mean, those are probably decent names. I don't think they're high value, but they're decent names. But I could see somebody calling themselves Star Partners easy. But, you know, what's that worth? It's, you know, sub 10 grand.
Yeah, 7,500 to 15 grand.
Yeah, yeah. And then Yuz.
Yeah, you mean that at the end user level, right?
Yeah. Yuz, pronounceable 4L. You know, those are always... Those are all
like use better. Give me the money.
Use. Well, you like know, it's use. Funny. I looked
two
up
use.
I looked at yeah, two use. And it is actually a term that does refer to young people or something. Like there is like sort of like it's in like an Urban Dictionary kind of deal or something for YUZZ.
So. Everything is in Urban Dictionary.
It's true.
Fair enough. But it is like a somewhat of a term. I don't know if it's like super popular, you know, it's not like 6-7 type thing, like viral popular, but I think, you know, it did look like there was a little bit of online, like
you can't help himself.
What? I didn't say like at not one point during the domain game or even now.
Throw
out a 6-7
like
reference.
I
didn't use it in the context of our conversation, the flow of the conversation.
Summoning demons on our domain Sherpa.
I used it as a reference to talk about another sort of trend type of thing. So, all right, Drew, what do you think? What do you like or don't like?
I liked the way everything that they just said. But let's say if I'm, you know, look, I love join.org. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're talking about what is .org all about, like, it's about community. That's literally like what it was set up for is like NGOs and community. And it's like join.org is like, in my opinion, probably a top 10 keyword.org. So that's really, that's a banger.
Honestly, the registry PER should grab it, or PIR.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost like, it's like really like one of the, like, it's like one of the most like iconic names you could have in the .org namespace.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to buy Blue Donkey just because I want to buy that for my son. That's going to be the name of his company in the future, because like his favorite color is blue and he literally thinks his best friend is a donkey.
Shrek then, you know, except he's green.
So I love Blue Donkey, but that's for no reason other than I want to buy it for my son. But I don't think it's like, you know, it's just a Blue Donkey just like is a very, I don't know, charismatic brand. Yeah, Give Back is a banger. Star Partners is great, but again, limited upside. So you got to own that for, you know, a grand or less, which you probably won't.
Yeah.
I like Fedo. Fedo is Fedo is like, it feels like that's already a brand. You know what I mean? Sometimes you come across a domain and you're like, oh, wait, I think I already know that brand. And to me, Fedo has those vibes. Fido, like Fedo. I don't know. I like it. I like that name. I like that name a lot. Yeah, that's it. Bhutan. What is Bhutan? Is that something? Is that
mean? No, you're thinking of Bhutan.
I know. But is Bhutan, is that actually anything?
Yeah, there is like some stuff around that. Like there's some anime type of things. There's a type of Japanese candy, C++ crypto library.
Didn't anime.com just sell for a cheap?
It's actually the Japanese word for the beautiful peony flower representing honor and nobility. You know what I mean? So I think it's one of those things where it's not like a big brand necessarily, but there is a lot of sort of, especially Japanese culture sort of tie-ins to that name that I think give it a positive.
Yeah, application. It's got a lot of usage. I'm seeing a lot of usage. It's probably a 15 to 25,000 end user name. So, you know, Bhutan. Look, I've said it. I love a nice pronounceable 5-letter. Like, you can get a real nice, easy to spell, pronounceable 5-letter like Bhutan for $2,500. Yeah. You know, you're the money, in my opinion. But that's probably going to go for 2 or 3 times that, yeah, if I had to guess.
But it will eventually sell.
But it will eventually sell.
For a brand at a decent price.
Yep. So if you buy that, as long as you don't price it for like, you know, $300,000, you know, I think if you price that at $49,000 or, you know, something like that, and you got that for $2,000, $3,000, I think you'd flip that in the next 5 years.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, cool. Well, I think we've covered all the names. So shout out to NameJet. You can go to the domain Sherpa post for this show, the show notes. You can download the spreadsheet that has some of the information, the age of the domain, the Estabot appraisal, the back orders as of the date that we did the list or the show, and then the order by date, when to get into the auction, get your back orders in so that you don't miss out, along with some other data and links and things. So go ahead and get your learn on and get your digging on, and good luck to everybody participating in those auctions. Not financial advice, but do your thing. All right. And that's what's up. That's what's up with NameJet, Gonna Jet. All right. And we've got 5 minutes left. So let's do a quick round the horn. We'll go in the reverse, starting with you, Braden. What's good, man? What's going on? Anything else that you haven't already mentioned or talked about today?
Just hope to close some deals real soon. I was traveling for like a month straight, practically. I'm glad to be home. I went to Dubai and then Saudi and then Miami and then Istanbul. And so now I'm back for a couple of weeks, and then I'm going to the Caribbean on Christmas. Fly out of Miami, but we're flying into Miami and taking the boat from there. So I'll wave to you guys while I'm in the neighborhood.
and just give us a little bit of a little love in the universe. That's what's up, man. Well, good for you. And then Vegas in mid-January for ICA.
Yeah, come back for a few days and then off to Vegas. Yeah, that should be a good time.
All right, cool, man. Well, good stuff. And, we'll see you soon. We'll definitely in Vegas and on the show and, in the meantime. But safe travels, my dude. Josh, what about you? You're going to Vegas. You'll be in Vegas, right?
Yeah, I am now, yeah.
You have your flight? Did you get your flight booked?
Yeah, I got my flight and hotel booked. I haven't bought my ticket yet, but it's like at this point,
That's the easy part. Where are you flying out of? Are you flying out of Jax?
Yep.
I'm going to fly out of Orlando just to fly direct. So,
yeah, but what are you flying direct? Which airline?
JetBlue.
JetBlue? Yeah, I think American didn't have like a direct flight maybe to Vegas.
No, I don't think so. I think they'll connect you in like, I don't know where you're connecting, like Dallas or Houston.
Yeah, so I was like, I might as well just go Jax to Charlotte and then Charlotte to.
Yeah. I'll take a look. I'll hit you post show and see exactly what your stuff looks like for that. And maybe we can, I might piggyback on your stuff. But all right. Well, what else? What else is good, man? Are you any pickleballing? What's the rowdy pickle?
No, just one of my friends local. It's like a local club. Yeah.
So you guys won a tournament. Somebody won a tournament recently or what?
I came third in a tournament recently. I'm still playing. I'm still enjoying it. But honestly, I've worked a lot more this year than I have like for the previous like 5 years. So it's just been busy. And then obviously I got a young family and stuff. So I'm always busy, man. Like is what it is.
And then what about DNX? You want to give us an update? I mean, we get the updates, but
I've been buying on DNX. I've been putting names through there. I don't know if you see that, Josh, but
I saw that you bought some Mr. .NET over there. Bought some .NET.
I bought a banger .NET, by the way, which I think I bought. Did I buy that on DNX?
I know one of your friends.
What'd you get?
I bought custody.net.
Oh yeah, yeah, I saw that.
Oh, nice.
You paid up for that one too, right?
I paid $5,000 or so, five or six. Which, it's a little more than I wanted to pay, but, there's a whole backstory. I tried to buy custody.com from the Reveries, they wouldn't sell it. They wouldn't even sell it for even a real price. But, I am very interested in the whole custody business.
Not crypto, you mean like legal, right?
Yes. I mean basically at all forms of custody. There are, coming back to your structure.com, if you understand market structure, basically everything starts with custody. It all starts with custody. Lending starts with custody. Escrow starts with custody. Like marketplace starts with custody. Marketplaces basically succeed and fail based on their ability to gain custody. So, and how fast. And so, really custody is a very, very, very key component of any market. And, I have a feeling that as we start digitizing real world assets and trying to make markets with real world assets, more and more and more custody of title is going to be increasingly more valuable. And it's where all of the profits and money will centralize across virtually every market, because all of the profits that are being made in the way that profits are made today are going to be arbitraged out by AIs. They already are. Like option markets are already being any thick, meaning like heavily traded options market is already being infiltrated and completely stripped of volatility by AI bots. So I think that really where value will accrue is going to be in custody, which is interesting because it's kind of the opposite of where it's been. But if you think about like where banking started, JP Morgan was founded on the idea that they needed to centralize the custody of gold and then issue certificates that people can then trade amongst themselves as money. But the value the backed currency was in custody. So anyways, I have some woo-woo ideas about where we're going, and I think custody is at the center of it. Yeah. And
it's a good name. I was bidding on it too. I think I bid you up on that.
Custody and curation, you know, things that'll be very important.
Yeah, curation is another category I like.
I've got curate.net.
Did you?
I actually, years ago, I sold curate.net and then bought it back from the guy.
Hey, they come home. Sometimes they come home. You know,
they come home.
You know, he
I'm
went
not
out of business.
Call them out because these guys were very nice and they made a good run of it. But I sold a domain, a very good, we're talking about an absolute tier one, oneword.com that I sold about 7 years ago on a payment plan. And for a big number. And they paid. So then 2 years ago, when they were supposed to make their purchase option, he called me up. He said, look, can I get two more years? And I said, okay, no problem. We raised the rent and we gave him two more years. And I actually kind of regretted it because I didn't raise the purchase option. I raised the rent, but I didn't raise the purchase option. And the truth is this name went from being worth what I sold it for, which was a good price, to being worth probably 3, 4, 5x that. And so I always kind of regretted that I didn't raise the purchase price, at least somewhat. But anyways, they made, so in total, they were intended to make 84 payments or 85 payments. One initial down payment, which was a large six-figure down payment. And then a mid five-figure amount per month that got increasingly higher over 7 year period. They made it to payment number 83. And then they closed the doors.
What?
I'm not joking. They literally owed two more payments.
Wow.
They owed it back? They owed less than $10,000.
Yes.
Jesus.
They owed less than $10,000 and they defaulted and they walked away and I just got the name back.
That is ridiculous. They should have come up with the 10 grand, bought it out, and then they would have this asset.
They would have an asset to sell and pay back some of the shareholders.
They really dropped the ball on this.
Yeah.
I don't know why you didn't call them out.
I feel bad. I'm glad I got the name back, but I do feel bad because they were really nice. Yeah, no ticky, no laundry.
Wow.
That's how it goes sometimes out there. Nuts. You know, it's cold, cold, cold world.
But I've never had a default like that. We're talking
finish line.
Upper
finish.
Six figures in payments. And
they lost it?
I don't know. I didn't speak to them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not really looking to reach out and touch someone. You know what I'm saying? I took the name back.
He went over their office at 4 a.m. and tapped on the window with a napkin and was like, is anybody here?
Yeah.
You guys want to try to work this out? No? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. It's
well,
okay.
Well, you know, I actually gave them a lot of extra time. We defaulted them in October. No, the end of September. We defaulted them. Meaning we, you know, gave them notice of default. And it was technically a 30-day notice of default. And we just took the name back last week. So like the end of last week. So, I mean, they got an extra 60, 70 days.
Yeah. I do that too. I give them a lot of time.
Trying to close it out, you know, get a few more payments, let them get the name. You know, that's the result you really want. But it is what it is. And, you know, it is business. And, you know, people go through some stuff. I mean, we had one recently where they defaulted. They actually made a payment. And then, like, default, like, proactively.
Yeah, we need to, like, get a GoDaddy person on to talk about this because I don't even know how this is possible. But we just had an LTO deal at GoDaddy or Aptinic go into default. But literally, you go into the system, right? And it says, next installment due December 24th. And the last installment paid was November 4th. 30th or something, like literally less than 2 weeks ago. And yet it says lease canceled. But like,
it's like, why'd they pay?
They just paid. They just paid like
they're not
10
actually
days
in default, but it's been defaulted.
They just paid 10 days ago. It's not technically in default. They still have more than 2 weeks to pay. But I don't know if they, why would you, like, it just doesn't make any sense to me. Like, technically, they shouldn't be in default, number one. And if they are, if they just called up and said, hey, we're canceling this, like, we're out, why did they send the payment 10 days ago?
Yeah.
Maybe it was like auto payment.
This has happened to me lots of times on GoDaddy as well, Drew.
Really?
Sometimes someone made the payment and then I got a cancellation notice the next day.
What? Like, what? That's what,
that's
I don't
basically
get it.
What this was like. This was like that.
I've got one in GoDaddy. I had an LTO. They defaulted and like I took the name back, repriced it, and like 3 weeks later, I guess they called the rep, they called the GoDaddy broker and like, oops, I don't know. They made the payment and GoDaddy just took the name back and like put it back in the LTO. And I was like, they defaulted. They didn't even reach out to us to tell us that the buyer was back and do I want to honor it? They just took it.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Did
I
you?
That was odd.
Yeah. All right. Well,
it's not yours.
Right. I mean, they defaulted. I literally took it back.
Yeah. That's wild.
Yeah. Very strange.
Anyway,
we had another default that happened last month. There was a bigger LTO. It was $99,000, and the buyer paid in 55. And then apparently there was a payment issue. They didn't mean to default. There was like a credit card issue. But they defaulted, and I got the name back. And then they were like, "Oh, we didn't really mean to default. Can we reignite that?" And so I did give it. I did let them. I put 10%. Put a little 10%. You know, inconvenience charge on it, and I gave them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, and I mean that's happened to me too. I don't mind working with them. The thing is that it was several weeks, and GoDaddy didn't reach out and say, "Hey, they're back. Will you honor?" They just didn't give me the option, which they should have, because you know the contract was breached. I took the name back. So, anyways. I thought that was a little annoying and strange.
Yeah.
Let it go, because it was a small name. It wasn't worth it. I think it was like a $10,000 name or something. I was like, fine.
All right. Well,
Who is Newfold? Who's Newfold Digital?
What? That's web.com, dude.
Web.com.
That's web.com, right?
That's Netsol. Yeah.
Oh, they just raised $100 million from existing investors. Clearlake, Series Capital. They just raised $100 million.
All right.
Sounds like they're going big for the new TLDs.
I don't know.
And Digital just raised a bunch of money too.
I mean, either they're going to go out and make a big acquisition, or they are. Wait a minute. Who bought Namecheap?
Not them.
Was it Clearlake? Was it Clearlake?
I don't know who bought it. Let's see.
CVC,
that acquired
CVC Capital. That's who acquired the majority stake in Namecheap as part of the $1.5 billion deal. But, well, this could be a whole other conversation that we have on the next show, because we are out of time. Yeah. And a big shout out to our friends over at Newfold. And we'll see. We'll see what they're up to. You know, we do talk to them. I mean, obviously, because of the NameJet relationship and stuff like that, we've got, you know, those are our peeps. But so. Congratulations. Interesting stuff there. And more to follow on all the things. But all right. Well, look, everybody, Braden, Josh, we'll talk. I'll see you, Braden, in Vegas, if not sooner. Josh, I'll definitely see you sooner. Drew, it is what it is. Thank you guys for being here today. As always, it's much appreciated. To the audience, guys, thank you guys so much for tuning in. For those of you who stuck around through this marathon episode, we appreciate y'all that are still here with us. I say it on every show, without you, there is no us. So thank you so much for tuning in and holler at us. Feedback, good, the bad, the ugly. You know, we talked a little bit post-show last week. We had that bucket list domain topic, and then chatted a little bit about it on X. This could be something like the proactive.ai. If there's a dialogue to be had, hit us up on X with some commentary. We're happy to chime in and keep dialogue going. But most importantly, good luck everybody out there, and you know, get the holiday season. So everybody be nice, be kind, look out for your fellow man and woman and all that good stuff. And We'll still be back here next time on Domain Sherpa. So we'll see you in the meantime. And everybody be good. We'll see y'all soon. See you next time on Domain Sherpa when all roads lead to domains. Peace out, y'all.
Peace out.